Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Greetings, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers. Unexpected interruption in the services. T to T testified Tuesday. Blog Talk, having certain technical difficulties, stopped us from going forward with our podcast. And, you know, apologies to all those who tuned in. So here, we have a little extras. So from Testify Tuesday to the Wednesday Wisdom, here we go. Catch up. Yes, sir. Rest and refresh. Yes, sir.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify. What Jah has done for I said I.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
So here we have Psalm 118, the previous Light Within podcast. That was Psalm 118. And today's daily Psalm, according to Royal Order, Psalm 98. So 118, Habarim, here.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Do unto me. Do unto me. Do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. On them that hate me. On them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. I will destroy them. I will destroy them. I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord, this gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner, stone of the corner, stone of the corner, stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes, in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath showed us life. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever.
After the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity.
Mazmur Zatana Sabat, Bekenif Zatana Sabat, Yedawit Mazmur. L'Egziavir Addis Misgana Namasgul, Egziavir Tamrat Nadrigwallin, Tengwitak Addesam Kundular Sumadanadir. እግዚአብሔር ማዳኑን አስታወቀ በአሕዛብም ፊት ጽድቁን ገለጠ ለያዕቆብ ምሕረቱን ለእስራኤልም ቤት እውነቱን አሰበ የምድር ዳርቻዎች ሁሉ የአምላካችንን ማዳን አዩ ምድር ሁሉ ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር እልል በሉ አመስግኑ ደስ ይበላችሁ ዘምሩ ለእግዚአብሔር በመሰንቆ በመሰንቆና በዝማሬ ድምፅ ዘምሩ በዋሽንትና በመለከት ድምፅ በንጉሥ በእግዚአብሔር ፊት እልል በሉ ባህርና ሞላዋ ዓለምም በርሷም የሚኖሩ ይናወጡ ወንዞችም በአንድነት በእጅ ያጨብጭቡ ተራሮች ደስ ይበላቸው በምድር ሊፈርድ ይመጣልና ለዓለምም በጽድቅ ለአሕዛብም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል
Psalm 118.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Do unto me. Do unto me. Do unto me. Do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. On 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 them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. 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 Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord, this gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Stone of the corner. Stone of the corner. Stone of the corner. Stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. In our eyes. In our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, 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 endureth forever.
Here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Edek, we have Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, Kof Yud Chet, Psalm 118, Psalm CXVIII, Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, Kof Yud Chet. Here, Midrash on today's daily psalm. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, forever. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, ki le'olam chasado. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah. Hodu la Yahuwah, hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, for he is good. Ki le'olam chasado, for his mercy endureth forever, 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 forever. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 3 and 10. When y'all speak of the righteous, say that it shall be well with him, with him, with him.
Imru tzaddik ki tov, say y'all of the righteous. Imru tzaddik, that it shall be well with him. Ki tov. Imru tzaddik.
When a man speaks the name of a righteous man, a tzaddik, he should wish him well as he speaks Shemo, as he speaks his name. For it is said, when ye, y'all, speak of the righteous, Imru tzaddik, say that it shall be well with him, ki tov. And when a man speaks the name of a rasha, a ratchet man, he should wish him ill as he speaks Shemo. For it is said, even here in Yeshayahu, in Esaias 3 and 11, woe to the wicked, to the ratchet. It shall be ill with him.
Oi. Le rasha ra'a. Oi wo. Oi ve. Le rasha ra'a. Woe yo. Woe to the wicked. It shall be ill with him. Oi le rasha ra'a.
Scripture says also, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal, in Proverbs 10 and 7, the name of the righteous shall be for a blessing, but the name of the wicked shall rot.
Zeker tzadika livraka, v'shem rishaim yirkav, the memory of the righteous, zeker tzadik, shall be for a blessing. Livraka, libraka, for a blessing. V'shem rishaim, but the name of the wicked, of the ratchet ones, with Shem Rishaim, Yerkab, Sharat, Yerkab.
And so you find Abraham, you find of Abraham that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, spoke the name of righteous Abraham, He blessed him. As when he said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 18, verse 17, shall I hide from Abraham that which I am doing?
Hamkaseh hani me Abraham asher ani oseh?
Shall I hide from Abraham that which I am doing?
Ham kaseh ani yame Abraham asherani 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 asherani.
Hear, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, Kof Yud Chet, Psalm 118, Psalm CXVIII, Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, Kof Yud Chet. Hear, Midrash, on today's daily psalm.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, for ever.
Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, ki le'olam chasado.
Oh, give thanks to Jehovah.
Hodu la Yahuwah, hodu la Yahuwah
ki tov, it's good. For His mercy endureth forever, for ever. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 3 and 10. When y'all speak of the righteous, say,
that it shall be well with him, with him, with him. Imru adi kito seyol of the righteous. Imru adi, that it shall be well with him. Kito imru adi kito kito kito. When a man speaks the name of a righteous man, a tzaddik, he should wish him well as he speaks Shemo, as he speaks his name. For it is said, when ye y'all speak of the righteous, Imru tzaddik, say that it shall be well with him, Kito. And when a man speaks the name of a rasha, a ratchet man, he should wish him ill as he speaks Shemo. For it is said, even here, 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 in Isaiah 3 and 11, woe, yo, woe to the wicked, to the ratchet. It shall be ill. It shall be ill with him. Oi le rasha'a ra'a. Oi woe. Oi ve le rasha'a ra'a. Woe yo. Woe to the wicked. It shall be ill with him. Oi le rasha'a ra'a. Scripture says also, even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal, in Proverbs 10 and 7, the name of the righteous shall be for a blessing, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Zakher Tzadika Livraka V'Shem Rishaima Yirkav. The memory of the righteous, Zakher Tzadik, shall be for a blessing. Livraka, libraka, for a blessing. Veshem Rishaim, but the name of the wicked, of the ratchet ones, Veshem Rishaim, Yerkav, shall rot, Yerkav. And so you find of Abraham that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, spoke the name of righteous Abraham, He blessed him. As when He said, even in Bereishit, in Genesis 18, verse 17, shall I hide from Abraham that which I am doing? Hamkaseh ani me Avraham asher ani oseh. Shall I hide from Abraham that which I am doing? Hamkaseh ani me Avraham asher ani oseh. And he went on at once to say, even here, here, here in Bereishit, Genesis 18, the next verse, 18:18. Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. The Avraham hayu yehye l'goy gadol. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. With Abraham, hayu yehiye l'goy gadol. But when Pael, the true good, the true God Almighty, I spoke the name of Amalek, he cursed him, as when he said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 25 and 17, remember what Amalek did to the eye. Zakor et asher asa lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to the eye. Zakor Eta Asher Asa Leka Malek.
And at once went on to say, thou, the eye, shalt blot out the remembrance of Malek, of Amalek. Hear, 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 in Devarim, Deuteronomy 25 at verse 19. Ti meche et zaker Malek. Thou, the eye, shall blot out the remembrance, the memory, the remembrance of Malek. Ti meche et zaker Malek. Hence, Imru Adik Tito. Hence here, when y'all speak of the Adik, the righteous, that it shall be well with him. Imru Adik Tito. Tito. In another comment, the verse is read, say ye, say y'all, to the righteous, that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. In Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu is Isaiah 3 and 10. Imru adik kito kifri ma'alalehem yokelu. Say ye of the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruits of their doings. Ki free ma'alalehem yokelu. They shall eat the fruits, the free, ki free of their doings, ma'alalehem yokelu. You find that the bracha, habraka, the blessing, bears fruit, free, bears fruit, and that the cuss, the curse, does not bear free, fruit, as is said even in the next verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah 3:11, woyo, oive, oive, to the wicked, to the ratchet, it shall be ill with him, for the work of his hands shall be done to him.
Oi le rasha'a ra'a ki gmula yadayo ye ase lawu. Oi ve le rasha'a ra'a. Woe to the rasha, the ratchet. It shall be ra'a, ra'a, ill, evil with him. Ki gomula yadayo ye'aseh lo'u. For the work of his hands shall be done to him. Ki gomula yadayo ye'aseh lo'u.
Note that the verse does not say, quote, fruit of his hands, but work, but the walk, the work of his hands. Because the curse does not bear free fruit. In another comment, the verse from Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah is read, say to the righteous that he is good. And he is good. Nimru Adik Kito. Say to the Adik that he is good. Nimru Adik Kito. That is, say to the righteous one of the universe, the righteous one of the universe, As Adik Ashelaha Olam. Say to the righteous one of the universe, to Hatzadik Shel HaOlam, that he is good. Kito, in whatever he does for you, for the eye. You find that on New Year's Day, on Yom Teruah, Rosh Hashanah, you find that on New Year's Day, everyone is summoned to judgment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, and everyone, every people of the earth claims, quote, in the judgment we have been found righteous, end quote. Even when Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, come, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, acquits Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, and forgives them their iniquity. As is said even in Vayikra, Leviticus 16 and 30, for on this day shall atonement be made for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins, from all your uckery. Kia vayom hazeh yikapira elekema le'et ahira etekema mikola chatatekema lifnei Yahuwah tiyat eharu. For on this day shall atonement be made for you to cleanse you from all your sins, all your uckeries. Shall y'all be clean lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Ki bayom hazeh yikapira elekem le'tahira etekem mikol chatatekem lifnei Yahuwah tiyateharu. We still cannot know, and I still cannot know, who were found righteous in the judgment when the feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, comes. However, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, take their palm branches and praise and Isaiah, HaTzadik Asher Tzadik, the righteous one of the universe. And it is then that we, that I and I know, that only Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, were found righteous in the judgment. And what do they say? Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, for ever. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, ki le'olam chasado. Hence, hear. Say to the righteous that He is good. Imru, Tzadika ki tov. Say to the righteous, Imru, Tzadika ki tov, that He is good. Ki tov, He is good. Good. And in another comment, the verse is read, a vow the Lord, for He is good. A vow Yahuwah Jehovah, for He is good. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov. Elsewhere, scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 12 and 1, and in that day thou shalt say, I will avow thee, I, O Lord. Ve'amata bayom hahu, odeka Yahuwah, and in that day thou, the I, shalt say, I will give thanks to the I, O Jehovah. Ve'amata bayom hahu, odeka Yahuwah, I will avow thee, I, Odeka Yahuwah. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, have no other way of repaying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bnei Yisrael the sons, the children, the Israelites have no other way of repaying HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the wonderful things, the wonderful things, for all the wonderful things he does for them, except by avowing him. As is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 25:1, O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee, I will avow thy name, for thou, the I, hast done wonderful things. Yahuwah Elohai Ata Eromem Mika Hodesh Yimka Ki Osita Pele O Jehovah, thou art my God, Yahuwah Elohai Ata, thou art Elohai Hailiyai, Yahuwah Elohai Ata Eromem Mika Hodesh Yimka. I will exalt the eye, big the eye up, it romi mecha. I will big the eye up, oh deh. I will praise, I will thank, I will avow shimka. I will avow, oh deh, shimka. The eye name, shimka. Ki osita pele, for thou the eye has done. Ki osita, wonderful thanks, pele. Yahweh Elohai Ata Eromi Mecha Odeshimka Ki Osita Pele 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 Pele. Thus, like this scripture says in Mishle Shlomo in the Mashal, in Proverbs 28:13 it reads, he that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper, but whoso avoweth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. Now, a particular Hebraic note is the connection with the word for thanks, the word for avow, the word for confess, Hebraically being wrapped up in one word right here. So this verse in Mishle Shlomo in the Mashal in Proverbs 28:13 that reads, he that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper, but whoso avoweth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. This is also translated as, he that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. Mikaseh Fishayo Loa Yataliach Umode Ve Ozeva Yerucham. But whoso forsaketh, right, confesseth and forsaketh them, confesseth, Umode, Umode, same operative word for thanks, Umodeh, Umodeh, we'ozeba yerucham, Umodeh, we'ozeba yerucham. But whoso confesseth, whoso avoweth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. And again, in Psalm 32:5, I make a vow of my sin to the Lord. Amarti ode eleya fishaya la Yahuwah. I said, I will make confession. I will make avowal of my sin. I will make confession concerning my transgressions to Jehovah. Amarti ode eleya fishaya la Yahuwah. And because I make a vow of it, confession, I make a vow of it, thou, the I, forgavest ever the iniquity of my sin. And thou, and thou, and thou, v'ata, nasata, evona, chatati, selah. And because I make a vow, confession, a vow
of it. Thou, the eye, forgavest ever the iniquity of my sin. Ve'ata nasata on chatati selah. And thou, the eye, ve'ata, thou forgavest the iniquity of my huckery, of my sin, chatati selah, selah. Ever, 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 ever. The scripture says again, it is a good thing, it is a good thing to avow the Lord. Even in Psalm Mizmor, Psalm 92:2, where it reads, it is a good thing, a good thing, a good thing to avow Jehovah. Oh, lehodot la Yahuwah. It is a good thing to give thanks to Jehovah. Oh, lehodot la Yahuwah. Hence, hear. Oh, avow Jehovah, for he is good. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov. He who avows him takes good tov to himself. As is said even in Hosea 14:3, take with you words and return to the Lord, and so take good. Take with you words and return to the Lord, and so take good. Kehu imakem devarim. Take with you words. Kehu imakem devarim. Wishuvu Eliyahuwa, and return to Jehovah. Wishuvu Eliyahuwa. Imru elayo kola tisa avon. Say to him, Imru elayo, forgive all iniquity. Call tisa avon, and accept that which is good. Zikach tov, wikach tov, and accept old, and take old, and so take good. Wikach ob. Another comment on, oh, avow the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasdo. What can "for his mercy endureth forever" mean? What can "he le'olam chasdo" mean except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, bestowed mercy upon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the Israelites, not for a shana, not for a year, not for 2 years, but forever. Thus, like this, you find that once Moses gave them HaTorah, gave them the Torah, which is called mercy. As is said even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal Proverbs 31:26. The law of mercy is on her tongue. The law of mercy is on her tongue. V'torata chesed ala lishonaha, and the law of kindness is on her tongue. V'torat chesed, chesed, loving kindness, mercy. V'torata chesed al lishonaha is on her lishonaha, on her tongue. With Torata Chesed, all lishonaha, it could not be taken away from them, for it was given to them forever, forever. Even so,
all mercies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon Israel, Israel, endure forever. As is said even in Lamentations 3:22, where it reads, surely the Lord's mercies are never ended. Hence here, his mercy endureth forever. Ki le'olam chasado. And still another exposition, by way of a parable, by way of a proverb, by way of a mashal, of ki le'olam chasado, of his mercy endureth forever. A householder used to lend money to everyone in his city, so that the people of the city said, quote, may the householder be remembered for good, for in the rainy season he provides us with all we aina require, and in the summer season he takes only 3 coins as interest from us, from aina. But when a certain man came and said to them, quote, I will provide what you require for only 1 coin. They left the first man and transferred their gratitude to the second man. Finally, when another man came and said, quote, I will provide for you without charge. Is it not fitting that the people of the city should transfer their gratitude to him who gives so freely to them? Just so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, gives freely to all his creatures. Is it not fitting then, with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, that they should express their gratitude and praise him? Hence here it is said, Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. So let's make Israel, make Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever, that his mercy endureth forever. Yomar na Israel, ki le'olam hasado. So make Israel, Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever, forever. Yomar na Israel, ki le'olam hasado. It is not seemingly for anyone to say of himself that he is a good man. It is not seemingly proper right for anyone to say of himself that he is a good man. But it is seemingly, it seemly that others should bear witness concerning him. Who bears witness concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he? Israel, Israel. Therefore, it is said, make Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Yomar na Israel, ki le'olam chasado. Another comment on, so let make Israel say, now say, Yomar na Israel, Yomar na, Yomar na Israel. So may Israel now say, when it was asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, who shall thank thee, the I? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, may Israel speak in gratitude for the mercy that I have shown him. Not for a day, nor for a year, but forever, forever. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis 32:11. And Jacob said, I am not worthy of all the mercy.
Vayomer Yaakov, Vayomer Yaakov, Katontia Mikol, Hachisalim, Katontia Mikol, Hachisalim, I am not worthy of all the mercy. And Jacob said, Vayomer Yaakov, Katontia Mikol, Hachisalim, I am not worthy of all the mercies of all Hachisadim, Mikol Hachisadim. And how many mercies has Ha'el, the true good, the true God Almighty, shown thee, the eye? He answered, according to the words of the Bereishis, Genesis 48 and 15, they are without measure, he said, God has been my shepherd all my life long to this day. Ha Elohim, ha ro'eh oti me'odi ad hayom hazeh. The true good, the true God, ha Elohim, who hath been my shepherd. Ha Elohim, ha ro'eh oti all my life long to this day. Another comment on Yomana Yisrael. So make Israel now say Yomana Yisrael. Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God says, may the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, now say what I did for them in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Canaan, and how I rewarded them by Midbar in the wilderness. Because in Mitzrayim, Egypt, they believed in me. They believed in I. They admitted in I. As is said even in Shemot in Exodus 4:31, and the people believe, and the people believe. Vayayemen ha'am, and the people believe. Vayayemen ha'am, Vayayemen ha'am. And how did I reward them? Bamidbar. And how did I reward them in the wilderness? Scripture tells, according to Shemot, Exodus 13:21, and the Lord went before them by day. Vayahuah holek lifneihem ayomam, and Jehovah went before them by day, or days. Vayahuah holek lifneihem yomam. And in return, what did they promise me? What did they promise I at Sinai, at Sinai? They promised, according to Shemot, Exodus 24:7, all that the Lord have spoken, we, I and I, will do and obey. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'aseh v'nishma, all that Jehovah have spoken will we do and obey. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'aseh v'nishma. Of that time, of that Iowa Bamidbar in the wilderness, he said, according to the words of Jeremiah 2:2, where it reads, I remember for thee, the affection of thy youth. I remember for thee the affection of thy youth. Zacharti alach chesed ne'orayich, I remember for thee, speaking to she,
I remember for thee the affection of thy youth. Zakarti laka chesed ne'orayik. Hence, hear, hear, hear. Let Israel now say. Make Yisrael now say. Yomar na Yisrael. Yomar na Yisrael. Yomar na Yisrael. Yisrael. Israel, 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 Israel,
Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them... Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me, upon them that hate me, upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. I will destroy them. I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. Stone of the corner. Stone of the corner. Stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. In our eyes. In our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever.
Crash like thunder. Crash on him. You crash like thunder. I said you know, you know, you know, you know.
So make the house of Aaron, make the house of Aaron now say, Yom Runa, Reit HaHeron, Ki Le'olam Hasido. So let the house of Aaron now say, can be expounded. This verse here, today's daily song, may be expounded. Yom Runa, Reit HaHeron, Ki Le'olam Hasido. Expounding this by way of a mashal, a parable of a householder who conducted himself generously with his tenants. At the time of reckoning up accounts, he did not haggle with them. At harvest time, he let them have whatever was left in the granary. And at vintage time, he let them have whatever was left in the wine vat. We do not know, however, what his conduct was towards his own household. Who does know? His servants and the dwellers and house. And who are the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who are the servants of the Holy One? Blessed be He. The house of Aaron, Beit Aharon, the Beit Aharon, who bring offerings to Him at all times, at all hours. Therefore, Yom Runa, Beit Aharon, Ki le'olam hasido. Make the house of Aaron now say, Yom Runa, Beit Aharon, Yom. Make them all now say, Yom Runa, Yom Ru. They to say, Na, now. So make, pray the eye. Make them say, Yom Runa, Beit Aharon, House of Aaron. That is, make them say what I have done for their sake to every man who rose up against them. Korah and his company, his assembly, rose up against them. The earth swallowed them up. Uzziah rose up and sought to offer incense and sought to offer Aishah. According to 2 Chronicles 26 and 19, leprosy broke forth in his forehead. Vayazafah Uzziah Hua Viyado Mia Kitareta Lehakatir Hua Vi Zaipo Yima Hakohanima Vehat Ara Asa Zaraha Mitsuho Le Sne Hakohanim Levadi Hua Me Allah Le Nizbaha Hakitaret. And here, Second Chronicles 26:19, the fuller verse. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense, to burn Aisha. And while he was wroth with the priest, HaKohanim, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of Jehovah, from beside the incense, from beside the Aishan altar. Wayizafa Uzziyahu Uwa bi yado mikitareta lihakatira Uwa bi zaipo ubi zaipo im ha kohanim we ha tarata zarha bi miza mitzacho lisne ha kohanim bi veit yahuwa me'ala le mizbach ha ketoret. So Uzziah rose up and sought to offer Aishan, the Kitzaret, the incense. Leprosy broke forth in his forehead. Zarcha b'mitzocho. And why have I given Aaron such reward? Because he walked, he trotted in uprightness before me, before I, and studied my Torah. As he said, even in Malachi 2 and 6, the law of truth was in his mouth. He walked with me in peace and uprightness. The law, the Torah, the law of truth was in his mouth. He walked, he trod with I in peace and uprightness. Torah, amen, hayta, b'tihu, b'shalom, u'a v'mishora halakiti. The law of truth, the Torah of truth. Torat Amet. Torat Amet. The law of Amet, of truth. Haita Bisihu was in his mouth. Haita was Bisihu in his mouth. Bit Shalom Ua Bit Mishor Halak Iti. He walked with me, with I. Halak E.T. in peace, bit shalom and uprightness, ua bit mishor. Torat emet haita bit sifu, bit shalom ua bit mishor, halak E.T. Another comment on, so let the house of Aaron now say. Yomru na Beit Aharon. The verse refers to the Israelite midwives, to the midwives in Mitzrayim. The verse here referring to the midwives, the Israelite midwives in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Now here in the Midrash notes, the midwives are said to have been Aharon, Aaron's mother and sister. Here in the Midrash commentary notes, the midwives are said to have been Aaron's mother and sister. So the verse, Yomruna Beit Aharon, so may make the house of Aaron now say, make them say, the house of Aaron, referring to the midwives in Mitzrayim, because they did not obey Pharaoh, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus 1 and 17. But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them. Ha me yaldota et ha'elohim v'lo asu kasher diber elehen
Melech Mitzrayim, Wata Hayina Eta Hayaladim. But the midwives, Ha Miyaldot, but the midwives feared, reverenced, respected Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Wa Tiena Ham Yaldota Eta Ha Elohim, and did not, as the king of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, commanded them, with law also Kaashara Dibera Elehen Melech Mitzrayim. But save the men, the male children alive. But save the male children alive. What hayena et hayiladim. And what did I do for them? Scripture tells, according to Exodus 1 and 21, Shemot, it says, and it came to pass, because the midwives feared, reverence Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, that he made them houses. Vayehi ki yayahu hama yaldot et Ha Elohim, vayasa lahem batim, and it came to pass. Vayehi, it came to pass because the midwives feared, reverence, respect, reverence Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Vayehi ki yahu hama yaldot et Ha Elohim, that he made them house. Vayas lahem batim. And here, the Midrash notes is priestly and royal families. What is meant by that he made them houses refers to priestly and royal families. Confer Exodus Rabbah 1 and 17. So let them now that fear, that reverence the Lord say, hear, according to the words of today's daily song. Mizmor Kof Yochet Yomru Na Yirei Yahuwah Yomru Na Yirei Yahuwah. So make them now that fear, that reverence the Lord, he who be, who he be, Jehovah say, Yomru Na, let them say, Yomru Na Yirei Yahuwah Yirei Adonai, Yirei Yahuwah. Who are they that Yirei Yahuwah, Yirei Adonai? Who are they that fear, that reverence, that respect Yirei Jehovah, the house of David, the house of David? For David said, even in Psalm 119, verse 63, I am a companion of all them that fear, that respect, that reverence thee. I am a companion of all them that respect thee, reverence thee. And here, Mizmor Kof Yod Teit, here at the 63rd verse, Chavir Ani Lekol Asher Yireuka, I am a companion. Chavir Ani. I am a companion. Lekol Asher Yireuka, of all them that reverence, that respect, and I chooses and I associate only from those who are like-minded to himself. The meaning here, Chaver Ani Lekol Asher Yireuka. And what did David do for Ha'el, the true God, for Ha'el Elohim? Well, saying in Second Shemuel, 2 Samuel 7 and 2. See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God, the ark of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, dwelleth within curtains. Vayomer ha-melech el Natan ha-Navi, Re'eh na anochi, Yosheva beveita irazim, Aaron ha-Elohim ha-Yosheva betoka ha-Yari'a. See now, I dwell in a house of cedar. Re'eh na, re'eh na. I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of Ha-Elohim dwelleth within curtains. Waron Ha-Elohim and the ark of Ha-Elohim. Waron Ha-Elohim Yosher. Talk Hayaria dwells within Yeria within curtains. He set out to build Hahikal, the temple, and in return, what did I do for him? He according to the words of Psalm 89, verses 29, it reads, my mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast, firm with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Le'olam eshmor lo, le'olam eshmar lo hasidi. Uvriti anemeneta lo, v'samti la'ada zar'o, v'chiso'o timeya shamayim. Forever will I keep for him my mercy. Le'olam, the Ketiv here says eshmor lo, or the Kere eshmar lo, I will keep for him chassidi, chassidi, keep for him my mercy. Uvriti, uberiti, and my covenant, beriti. Uvriti, nemenetalo, and my covenant shall stand fast, shall stand firm with him. Vitsam tia la'ada zar'o, his seed zar'o, also will I make to endure forever. Vitsam tia la'ada zar'o, his seed zar'o, also will I make to endure forever. Vitsam tia la'ada zar'o, v'chiso'o atimeya shamayim, and his throne v'chiso'o, he smay as the day, he may, with he saw a he may shamayim, and his throne as the days of heaven. With he saw a he may shamayim. Hence here in the Midrash notes it says, according to the PE, according to the Prince edition of the Midrash Tehillim, the study on the Psalms, says, hence the phrase, so let Israel now say. Right here, this is read in connection with the quote here from Psalm 89, verses 29 to 30, Hebraically speaking, I think in the KJV, that would be actually verses 28 to 29. Here we have, Yomar na Yisrael. Hence, so make Israel, Yisrael, now say, Yomar na Yisrael. Yomar, to say, for him to say, na, now, Yomar na Yisrael.
Therefore, when it reads, here in Psalm 89, Mizmor, Faith 8, page 8, Hebraically verses 29 to 30, KJV verses 28 to 29, Hebraically verses 29 to 30, Le'olam Eshmorlo, Le'olam Eshmarlo Hasidi, Uvriti Anemnetlo, We Samti Al-Ada Zar'o, We Kiso'owa Timei Shamayim, My mercy will I keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand fast firm with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven, as the days of Shamayim. Wikiso Kimei Shamayim. I shall do this for him not only in this world, but also in the Olam Haba. As is said even in Psalm 103 verse 17, where it reads, But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, that reverence, that respect him, and his righteousness to children's children. Here, Shema Yisrael, here, Mizmor, Kof, Gimel, Kof, Gamel, here, Psalm 103, verse 17, Hebraically, V'chesed Yahuwah, Me Olama, V'ada Olama, Al Yireayo, V'esidak Atoa, Livne Yavanim, but the mercy of Jehovah with Chesed Yahuwah. But the mercy of Jehovah is from everlasting to everlasting. With Chesed Yahuwah, me olam, with ad olam, upon them that fear, that reverence, that respect him. Al yireayo, al yireayo, and his righteousness, with Sidkato, and his Sidkato, his righteousness, with Sidkato, Livne Banim, to children's children, 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 children. And here, the Midrash notes. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them, up on them that fear, that reverence, respect him, and his righteousness to children's children. Here, citing Psalm 103, Mizmor of Gimel of Gamel, Psalm CII, right here. But the mercy of the Lord, V'chesed Yahuwah, Me Olama V'ada Olam, is from everlasting to everlasting, Al Yireayo, up on them, upon them, all yireayo, them that fear, that reverence, that respect him, this idkato, and his righteousness, idkato, with idkato, livne vanim, to the children's children, livne banim. The passage here that follows in the Midrash notes, it occurs in the P.E. in the printed edition of the Midrash Tehillim, the study on the Psalms. Another comment on, so let them now that fear the Lord say. So let them now that fear the Lord Yomru na, Yireh Yahuwah. Let them that fear Jehovah now say, Yomru Na Yireh Yahuwah. The verse refers to Phinehas Phinehas, who slew Zimri and was willing to give up his life for the hallowing, for the sanctifying, the setting apart, the making holy of my name, as is said even in Bamidbar, in Numbers 25, verses 7 to 8, where it reads, and Pinchas Phinehas went after the man of Israel. Pinchas Wayavo Achar Ish Yisrael, and Phinehas, and he went after the man of Israel. Pinchas Wayavo Achar Ish Yisrael. And how did I reward him? Scripture tells in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 25, verse 12, behold, I have given to him my covenant of peace. Hinni, hinni, noten lo et briti shalom. Behold, I give to him, hinni noten lo, my covenant of peace, et briti shalom. That is, I have given him his incontestable right to the kahuna, to the priesthood, even though his sole claim to it was that he shed the blood of Zimri. Another comment on, so let them make them now that fear the Lord, that fear Jehovah, say, Yomru Na Yireh Yahuwah. The verse refers to proselytes, converts. Abraham was told, according to Bereishit, Genesis 22 and 12, thou art a God-fearing man. Ki Yireh Elohim Ata, thou the I art a God-fearing, and Elohim reverencing. Ki Yireh Elohim Ata, thou art a Elohim reverencing, respecting man. Ki Yireh Elohim Ata. It is written of Obadiah, said to have been an Edomian proselyte. Obadiah feared the Lord, feared Jehovah greatly, according to 1 Kings 18 and 3. V'ovadiyahu haya yireh et Yahuwah me'od, and Obadiah feared Jehovah greatly. V'ovadiyahu haya yireh et Yahuwah me'od. Rav Chanina taught, what is said of Ovadiah
Obadiah is more impressive than what was said of Abraham and what was said of the righteous Joseph. For while Abraham and of the righteous Joseph, no more is said than that they feared Elohim, the true good, the true God. It is said of Obadiah, that he feared him greatly. With Obadiah, Hayayare et Yahuwah Me'od. Another comment on, so let them make them now that fear, that reverence, that respect Jehovah say. Yomru na Yirei Yehovah. That is, let make Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah say how I save them from the fiery furnace, because they trusted in me, they trusted in I. How? Not only in this world, but in the Olam Haba, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 56 and 5, I gave them a monument and a memorial better than sons. I gave them a monument and a memorial better than sons. Be'veti uvachomotai yadav Hashem tova miyabanim u'miyabanot, and within my walls a monument and a memorial. Be'veti uvachomotai Yad Washem, Yad Washem, a monument and a memorial. Yad Washem, Tov Mi Banim U Mi Banot, better than sons and daughters. Tov Mi Banim U Mi Banot. As is said, the mercy of the Lord of Jehovah is from everlasting to everlasting up on them that fear, that reverence, that respect him. Hear, 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 according to Mizmor Kof Gimel, Hebraically, the 17th verse of the 103rd Psalm. Hear, hear, hear. With Chesed Yahuwah Me Olam with Ada Olam. But the mercy, the loving kindness, the Chesed of Yahuwah, of He who be, we be. With Chesed Yahuwah Me Olam, from everlasting Me Olam with Ada Olam, and to everlasting.
Mizmor Kuf Yudhet. Hodu Ladonai Kitov Ki Le'olam Hasdo. Yomarna Yisrael Ki Le'olam Hasdo. Yomeruna Vet Aharon Ki Le'olam Hasdo. Yomeruna Yir'e Adonai Ki Le'olam Hasdo. Min Hamnesar Karatiya Anani Vam Merhavya Adonai Li Lo Ira מה יעשה לי אדם? אדוני לי בעוזרי, ואני אראה ושונאי. טוב לחסות באדוני מבטוח באדם, טוב לחסות באדוני מבטוח בנדיבים. כל גויים סבבוני בשם אדוני כי אמילם, סבבוני גם סבבוני בשם אדוני כי אמילם. סבבוני חדבורים דועכו כאש קוצים, בשם אדוני כי אמילם. דחו דחיתני לנפול, ואדוני עזרני. עוזי וזמרתיה, ויהי לי לשועה. אול רינה וישועה באוהלי צדיקים, ימין אדוני עושה חיל. ימין אדוני רוממה, ימין אדוני עושה חיל. לא אמות כי אחיה, ואספר מעשיה. יסור יסרניה, ולמוות לא נתנני. פתחו לי שערי צדק, אבו בם עודיה. זה השער לאדוני, צדיקים יבואו בו. עודך כי עניתני, ותהי לי לשועה. אבן מעשו הבונים, הייתה לראש פינה. מאת אדוני הייתה זאת, היא נפלט בעינינו. זה היום עשה אדוני, נגילה ונשמחה בו. אנא אדוני הושיענא, אנא אדוני הצליחנא. ברוך הבא בשם אדוני, ברכנוכם מבית אדוני. אל אדוני ויער לנו, ישרו חג בעבותים עד קרנות המזבח. אלי אתה ועודקה, אלוהי ארום מכה. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו.
Salamta Beteseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong. Shem Ha'av v'Habein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be, glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema, give ear, right here, here, verse 20. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Bereshit, Beit. Hear, hear, hear. For the Shalishi,
Shalishi Aliyah, the third reading, the third offering up, of offering for this Shabbat. Bereish, 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 Bereish. Vayikra ha-adam shemot likol ha-behema ul of hashemayim ul kol hayata ha-sade. Ula Adam lo matza ezer kenegdo, and the man and Adam gave names called names. Vayikra ha Adam shemot to all cattle, li kol ha behema, and to the fowl of the air, ul of hashemayim, and to every beast of the field, ul kol hayata hasadeh. But for Adam, ul Adam, there was not found lo matza a help meet for him, ezer Kenegdo, 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 Kenegdo. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to all fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him, for him, for him. The method of the creation of woman, verse 21. And Yahweh Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof, and the rib which Yahweh Elohim had taken from the man, made he a woman, and brought her to the mind, Eve, Hava, Eva, type of the church, Eve, type of the church as bride of Christ, bride of Mashiach, verse 23, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. She shall be called Isha because she was taken out of man, because she was taken out of Ish. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and Ishto, his wife, his Isha, and were not ashamed. Hebrew book, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Genesis, chapter 3, the temptation of Eve. First, the implied doubt of the benevolence of Elohim. Verse 1. Now the serpent, Hanahash. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahweh Elohim had made. And he said to the woman, yea, hath Elohim said, y'all, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Tree of the garden? The temptation of Eve. Second, adding to the word of Elohim. Verse 2. And the woman said to Hanahash, to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim have said, ye, y'all, shall not eat of it, neither shall y'all touch it, lest y'all die. The temptation of Eve, ever. Hawa. Third, the first lie. verse 4. And Hanhash, and the serpent said to the woman, ye, y'all, shall not surely die. The temptation of Eve. Fourth, the appeal to pride. Verse 5. For Elohim doth know that in the day y'all eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and he, y'all, shall be as Elohim, as gods, knowing knowing good and evil. The temptation of Eve. Fifthly, The fall. Verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. The seeking Elohim, his Sabbath rest broken, his new work begun. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of Yahweh Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and Ishto, his wife, hid themselves from the presence, the face of Yahweh Elohim amongst the trees of the garden. And the Yahweh Elohim called to Adam and said to him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee, that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee, that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And Yahweh Elohim said to the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, Hanahash, the serpent beguiled me, tricked I. The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. The second, or Adamic covenant. Verse 14. And Yahweh Elohim said to Hanahash, to the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee, and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. To the woman, Isha. To the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, I say, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, I, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and to dust shalt thou return. The faith of Adam, verse 20. And Adam called Ishtos, his Ishus, his wife's name, Hewan, because she was the mother of all living. The response of Yahuwah, Elohim, Jehovah Elohim, to the faith of Adam. Verse 21. To Adam also and to Ishto, his wife, did Yahuwah Elohim, Jehovah Elohim, make coats of skins and clothe them. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear, for the Revi'i Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Bereshith, Sabbath in the beginning, this Aliyah, some term this as the Hamishi, the fifth. We term this as the Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Bereshith, Senbet B'Majamariah. Why Yomer Yahuwah Elohim Hein Ha'adam Ahaya Ke'achada Mimenu La'da'ata Tova Wa'ra'a Ve'ata Pena Yishlach Yado Ve'lakach Gama Me'etza Ha'chayim Ve'akal Wa'chay Le'olam. And Yahweh Jehovah Elohim said, Vayomeri Yahuwah Elohim. And Jehovah Elohim said, behold, the man is become as one of us. Vayomeri Yahuwah Elohim Hein Ha'adam Ahaya Ka'achada Mimenu, to know good and evil, La Da'ata Tova Wa'ra'a. And now, Wa'ata, lest he put forth his hand, Pene Yishlach Yado, and take also of the tree of life, Wa'lakach Gam Me'etzaha Chayim, and eat, Wa'akal, and live for Iva, Wahai Le'olam, Olam, 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 Olam. The judgment of the expulsion ends the first dispensation. Verse 22. And Yahuwah Elohim said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. The second dispensation, conscience. Verse 21. Therefore, Yahuwah Elohim, Jehovah Elohim, sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from where he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden Kerubim,
cherubims,
and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the Etz Achayim, the tree
of life.
First book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Genesis chapter 4, the first sons of Adam and Eve, Hawa. And Adam knew Hawa, Eva, Haywan, Ishto, his wife, and she conceived and beak Ayin, Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Yahweh, and she again bear his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to Yahweh, who he be, and Abel, he also brought the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Yahweh had respect to Abel, and to his offering. But to Cain, and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Cain exhorted, even yet to bring a chataat, a sin offering. And Yahweh said to Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance, thy face fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, chatiat, sin, lieth at the door, and to thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. The first murder, history of Cain, verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Yahweh said to Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood, crieth to me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield to thee I her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said to Yahweh, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy presence shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And Yahweh said to him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Yahweh set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. The first civilization, verse 16. And Cain went out from the presence, from the face of Yahweh. and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew Ishto, knew his Isha. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch. And he builded a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. And to Enoch was born Arad, and Arad begat Mehujael, and Mehujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech, 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 begat Lamech.